The man in the hottest seat here on Capitol Hill today was none other than Neel Kashkari, the acting interim assistant secretary for financial stabilization. There's a name for your business card there, over at the Treasury Department. He appeared today before the House Domestic Policy Subcommittee, which is part of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Now, this is not the first hearing where someone from Treasury was being grilled by lawmakers in an attempt to get some accountability for the $700 billion account bailout of the financial sector. This exchange between Ohio Democrat Dennis Kucinich, the chairman of the Domestic Policy Subcommittee, and Kashkari more or less sums up the degree to which members of Congress and their constituents are up in arms trying to understand what's going on with this rescue program.
When Congress created the TARP, it was responding to a crisis in this country. U.S. businesses couldn't get a loan. American consumers. TARP was supposed to restore liquidity and the functioning of the credit market for them. So how do you justify to the American taxpayers a bank's decision made after receiving tens of billions of dollars in TARP monies to make a $7 billion investment in a Chinese construction company?
Chairman, thank you, sir. I'll offer two comments to answer your question. First, we must remember that many of these financial institutions are global institutions, and they take deposits from savers all around the world, and they make loans all around the world. And while we may isolate and identify one transaction here or one transaction there, it's impossible, because money's fungible, and I know you've all heard this comment before, to track, did that money come from U.S. deposits? Did that money come from foreign deposits? We also have to be careful that if we set hard rules, not letting our largest institutions do business abroad, other countries may say, okay, they're going to reciprocate and not let foreign banks then lend in America. So I understand your concern. I absolutely do. But we have to walk a fine line, let the businesses make commercial decisions, support the system as a whole to get lending flowing.
Now, one of the messages that Kashkari also tried to impart to the panel had to do with efforts to be accountable and why there aren't more strings that go along with the federal bailout money, not less. Kashkari took pains to say that bad lending practices were at the root of the financial crisis in the first place and says it would cause more harm than good to rush solutions to the mortgage and credit problems than they would solve at the moment. Now, it's also noteworthy that Kashkari was appointed by the Bush administration and was personally invited by both Treasury Secretary Geithner and President Obama to stay on in the Treasury Department to help oversee the evolution of the TARP program to be expanded into a way to fix the problems with the banks, the mortgage, and all the credit markets.
And there are just, I mean, there are a couple of nominees floating out there, but there's a lot of concern that a lot of empty seats over at the Treasury Department. Did that come up during the hearing at all?
Yeah, they addressed that a little bit, Chris. They talked about, there was some concern, and I believe it was Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, a member of the subcommittee, asked Kashkari, does this Treasury Secretary Geithner have enough staff to deal with this? Because that's something that's been pinging around out there in the media for the last couple of weeks. Kashkari said that that yes, they do have enough people. He has enough people on his own personal staff that's dealing specifically with TARP and some of these recovery efforts here. But he seemed to say that staffing right now wasn't the problem. The problem was time. This is a very big problem, and it's a very complex problem, and it's just taking time for them to work through getting the solutions in place. Matter of fact, if you want to ask me about the couple of rays of light or sunshine that Neel Kashkari had for the panel, I can certainly answer that question for you.
Well, I was actually going to ask you about the subcommittee looking at this as an opportunity for using technology to create this new level of accountability and transparency.
Yeah, that's right, Amy. A couple of weeks ago, if you remember, we reported on the Association of Government Accountants conference here, and XBRL was floated up as a solution to making complicated data-filled financial reports more readily analyzed and posted. Today's hearing heard from a panel, and one of the second panel this afternoon, heard from the president of XBRL US Incorporated, Mark Bolgiano. He's the head of this nonprofit open-source consortium that actually help develop XBRL. And as Chris and I mentioned once before, this actually got its start in the Netherlands. The Securities and Exchange Commission is now in the midst of a pilot program, and it's having 800 small corporations do their 10K and 10Q financial reports marked up in XBRL. And Mark Bolgiano was asked specifically by Daryl Issa, the ranking member of the full Oversight and Government Reform Committee, can XBRL be used to track TARP money? And Bolgiano said without hesitation, it certainly can. They've already got a project in place to actually come up with the tags and come up with the dictionary or language that's used in XBRL to tag all of the different columns of information there. And Dennis Kucinich was very impressed by that. He seemed to think that that might be the road to go, but they would need some policy decisions at the Treasury Department and some policy decisions also at FDIC if it were to be used to track the bank's financial solutions. So a little bit more work would have to be done, but it's nice to think that a nonprofit and an open source group is already thinking about that kind of thing.
And more tomorrow, Max?
We'll have more tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jay Norris, and also more tomorrow on federalnewsradio.com.